This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. Hello and welcome to episode too many of Sunday Supplement. With me, as always, is Izzy.
Hello.
And if any of you dear readers want to know, we had a pen contest before we started.
We did.
I have 12 biros around about my personage. Izzy decided that she could beat this and found how many?
41.
41 biros. What is most annoying about it is that you spent 20 minutes looking for them.
Sure.
Just so you could beat me.
All from one draw. And on top of my notebook, which I now need to get one of those biros out because I've got nothing to write with.
And from the shop downstairs.
What?
You went and bought some, you cheat. I know you did.
I know you think I'm a god, but I'm not omnipresent.
I don't think you're a god. At no point have I ever thought you're a god.
You said, Izzy, you're a god. I must worship you.
No, and I said, oh god, Izzy, I do not want to worship you.
Oh, no more fruit and salt and fat, please, Simon. Please, I just want to be left alone.
What?
And he went, no, Izzy, I must oil you. And then I made it earthquake.
Right. Hang on, just go back. Do I have to feed God salt and fat?
That's what you do to God, isn't it? You offer them offerings of like pigeons and salt and fat. I'm not suggesting you could like afford a pigeon.
If I was a god, I'd be well pissed off if someone bought me some table salt and lard.
Well, that's why there's genocide.
What? No. What has a god got to do with genocide? Oh, because the wrath of God, you mean?
Yes!
Because you got salt and lard.
I get wrathful.
Oh, you get something. I don't know what you get.
Cold.
Whiny.
Don't get whiny. I don't say I go whiny. I don't.
No, that's true. You don't. So, did you buy a newspaper?
Yes.
Was it an interesting one?
That's right, yeah.
Which one was it?
It's The Independent.
On Sunday?
Yes, obviously. It's a Sunday paper, Simon. Don't be stupid.
No. The Independent is a weekly paper. The Independent on Sunday is a Sunday paper.
Well, yesterday I bought The Guardian because John Ronson had an interview with Justin Bieber. And one of those men deserves to be worshipped throughout the world by teenage boys. And I won't tell you. Teenage boys, teenage girls, and I won't tell you which.
Right. Does that mean I have to send John Ronson lard?
I think you do. I think you should. I think every one of our readers, next time they see John Ronson, just give him a little tub of lard and some salt.
Don't explain it. Just hand it to him.
Actually really do explain it because I think he's a bit paranoid.
No, it would be really funny if half a dozen people in the next few months handed him some table salt and lard.
Would it though?
He would just get really paranoid and then write a book about it. It would be fantastic.
I mean, it'd be a good book, don't get me wrong, but I think we should harness John Ronson's anxieties for good, not evil.
I got the Daily Telegraph. No, I didn't. I got the Telegraph. What? The Sunday Telegraph. That's what I got. Because last week we got a letter complaining that we don't get it enough.
You're weak.
I am weak.
Why is a week called a week? Is it because it's weak? Why week? Why?
Because otherwise the weekend would make no sense.
So the weekend, so we're strong at the moment. We're powerful.
No, we're weakened.
Oh dear. I better go have a lie down.
Are you ready with your cutout and cape?
I am.
Cutout and cape.
I am.
You are what?
Ready. For example, I have the cover story of the Independent on Sunday magazine.
Which is called Magazine, I believe.
No, it's called The New Review.
Oh, it's The Observer, this magazine, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're wrong.
I'm
it's Play With
wrong.
Fire, and it's Johnny Vegas.
Johnny Vegas should not play with fire.
No, he shouldn't. But what I really liked about it was right at the end, he talks about hecklers and what he says to them. So he knew he had a gift for it. And so he'd say, you're probably a self-made bloke with a scaffolding firm and everyone tips their cap to you, but I don't have to. Your mates find you a bore. Your wife doesn't particularly like you and I know I should stop, but I can't because you started it. You opened your mouth as you always do. You've ruined weddings.
That's really good.
I just absolutely adore him.
That reminds me of this week's Carpool with Arthur Smith and Bobby Lou. Robert Llewellyn.
Wow.
And they're talking about a gig they did. Robert Llewellyn walked on and went, good evening! And a glass exploded next to his head as it hit the wall. And he went, good night! And walked off. And at that same gig, Arthur Smith had a pint of someone's urine poured onto him.
That's not good.
As heckles go, that's pretty bad.
Witchwood Festival this year.
You did not have a pint of urine thrown at you.
No, I was all right. But Nick Page, who was comparing, before he even got, well, literally within about 30 seconds of getting on the stage, some woman threw a bin at him.
A bin?
Yes.
Wow.
And she was mental. And what was really weird, she started shouting, he put her down. Then she went outside, past the bouncers, then came back with a full bin. Poor Nick Page, don't say that. I mean, he was very funny, though. He recovered beautifully. He was very funny. So it was all good, really, but, she was an idiot.
There was that thing at Glastonbury, wasn't there, with Daphne and Celeste on. Someone threw their wheelchair at them.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's serious. Maybe Daphne and Celeste are like those faith healers. Maybe
throw away your wheelchairs, Glastonbury.
Exactly, and they can. So it's like Peter Popoff says, rise up and you're cured. Maybe it's just people physically do get out of their chairs or leave their canes behind because they want to whack them with him.
Yeah, I was going to say, but isn't that a little bit ungrateful? Rise up out of your chair, thanks, and then throw it at his head.
No, I think rage and indignation are the best way to cure people of illness.
Okay.
I think that's the way. But this won't rage or indignate you, right? There's a little article here. It's called It's a Size That Matters. And this is about the tuberous bush cricket. And tuberous for a correct reason. Because they're testicles, right?
Oh, I think I've seen this one.
14% of their body weight.
But they only produce a really small amount of sperm, don't they?
Well, they're only tiny.
No, but in comparison.
What you expect it, a bucket?
Yeah, a bucket.
A bucket
of cum.
One cricket with a bucket of cum going, you've got a tissue.
Yeah. What was funny about that is tuberous bush for some reason. I found that hilarious.
It's a tuberous bush cricket, yeah. It's beautifully known. But what I quite like about the article is they call the testicles cojones.
Cojones.
No, cojones. No, they don't say cojones, because cojones got an H in it, because that's a H sound. And that says cojones. And anyway, Simon, if you had testicles the size of a tuberous bush cricket, that would actually be bigger than yours.
Well, of course it'd be bigger than mine. I wouldn't want 14% of my body weight to be my testicles.
No, I meant in real life. So you actually replace your testicles with ones of a bush cricket.
They'd still be bigger, is what you're saying.
They'd actually be 2 stone. So if a man had testicles, they'd be like 2 stone heavy. That's a lot of weight on your undercarriage.
I'm going to tell you a really disgusting story. When I was at university in my first year, our student rep, who lived in halls with us, got a inflamed testicle. And I'm not joking, you could see it in his shorts when he was walking around. It got to be bigger than a small-sized football.
Ooh.
Yeah, good. Whatever happened to...
What? That was not a nice story.
I said it was a horrible... It got better.
Okay. What, did he just... He just had a really good wank.
Yeah,
what?
Obviously. It was built up in one.
And he went, oh, I need a bucket. And I
quite literally needed a bucket, yeah. So whatever happened to the film director charged with murder?
Ooh.
On February the 7th, 1980, a horror film called Cannibal Holocaust premiered in Milan. It featured scenes of such harrowing violence that within 10 days of its release, its director Ruggero Deodato was arrested and charged not only with obscenity, but with the murder of his 3 principal actors. The depiction of their character's death was so realistic that authorities believed they had actually been killed on camera.
They're idiots.
Police are idiots. At what point do they think that that's real? But apparently what he'd done is he'd made his actors sign a contract to say they wouldn't appear in public for a year after the release of the film. So they couldn't come on TV and say, actually, no, we're actually alive. But eventually when he was released, he appeared on television and said, look, they're actually alive. You're all a bunch of idiots. And I thought that was quite appropriate this week with a Twitter joke trial thing. How stupid police are.
Yeah, no, it's not a bad story. But does that mean that they think that... I mean, why don't they go after people like, you know, who give birth in films and say, you didn't report, we need to register that child?
Yeah, or why didn't they arrest Hannibal Lecter?
Well, no, he did get arrested, to be fair.
Yeah, but he escaped and ate a man.
Yeah, but it wasn't like in the film they hadn't tried to go after him.
Right, so what you're saying is, why don't police... arrest every fictional character that's broken the law? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
Well, manpower, I would have thought.
Manpower. But couldn't they just employ scriptwriters to write fate police to go after the fictional characters and infiltrate books and that sort of thing, bookshop. So in each book you buy, you'll have a little leaflet going, don't worry, we apprehended the suspect after this book was written.
I think we should do that. We should slip in a little leaflet that explains that the fictional criminal has been brought to justice.
Yeah, if we were dictators, that would happen.
It's Article or Farcical. This is where Izzy will read out four headlines, three of which are real, one of which she has made up, and it is my job to decide which one is the article and which one is the farcical. I never actually get that right, do I?
No, you don't. You're an idiot. Right, so which of these is the farcical? Can you decide, Simon? Number one, flower business blossoming.
Oh, that's clever, because flowers blossom, don't they?
Yeah.
Why is it blossoming?
Because during the recession, people stopped buying flowers and now people are starting to buy them again. Ooh.
Okay, that's a really exciting story. Well done.
I know. Thank you.
That's all right.
Deliver us from evil.
Is that about how the delivery business is flourishing now that the flower business is back online?
No, it's a report about the lack of exorcists in America.
A lack of exorcists, not too many.
People are demanding more exorcists. The exorcists are being overworked at the moment in the USA.
Yeah, but if you have too many exorcists, then you'll have an excess of exorcists.
Yes. Number three. Good gripe from him.
Good gripe. Is this about one of the Ronnies moaning?
Yes, it is. And curiously enough, Ronnie Corbett, Ronnie Barker being dead.
It could have been a letter they dug up about him moaning about Ronnie Corbett.
No, it's Ronnie Corbett griping that modern day comedians just try to be shocking and aren't very funny. Well, he can right off.
Yeah.
And number four, is this an article or is this a farcical, Simon? Hasta la pastry, baby.
Hasta la pastry. What's that about?
Oh, that's about The Apprentice. Somebody had to make pastry. Oh, no, it wasn't that he made pastry. It was that he described himself like an apple pie with orange in it.
Yeah, he said if I was an apple pie, I'd be orange or something.
Yes.
And then got fired.
Yes.
Well, they all sound plausible.
Ah, but I made one up, Simon.
Are you sure you did?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Did you make up the headline or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
So one story isn't a story that you found and just put a headline to.
Yeah, they're all either real or all totally fictional. One is totally fictional.
Which one's totally fictional?
The one that I made up.
Which is what?
The one I made up, Simon. It's your job to get, and you're not tricking me with your feminine wiles.
What is a while?
It's a long time. It's basically how much time you take to answer the question.
Doesn't that make a meanwhile quite a nasty thing?
Ooh, I don't know. Or a very average experience.
What's an erstwhile? Wow.
Erst.
A feminine erstwhile.
Ooh, hello. Well, I don't know, but a feminine erstwhile sounds very kinky.
It does sound kinky.
I imagine the tuberous bush cricket will have a word or two to say about that.
I want our readers to send in their drawings of a feminine erstwhile.
I've got a two-stone erstwhile.
Stop it. Right. It's one of the first two, I think. Good gripe from him, I think, is real, and I think Hassler Pastry Baby is real. Oh, no, hang on, now I've said that. I think Hassler Pastry Baby you might have made up. But then do you watch The Apprentice? I don't think you do. I am going to say Deliver Us From Evil is the one that you've made up, and that there aren't too few exorcists in America. There are actually an excess of exorcists.
Okay, so Simon says Deliver Us From Evil is the farcical. Is Simon right? Do you agree with him? So concerned is the Roman Catholic Church that it is organising a conference to teach priests how to perform the ritual. Our advice, start with the holy water and garlic in Alaska, guys.
Ha. Oh, because of Sarah Palin. Oh, that's just almost slightly vile thing to have said.
Yes. So, yes, I didn't make that one up. Don't be ridiculous.
Damn it.
Good gripe from him is also a real article.
Yeah, that's clearly real.
So it's between flower business blossoming and Hassler Pastry Baby.
If it's Hassler Pastry Baby, I am going to eek like a tiny mouse.
It's not Hassler Pastry Baby. Of course I don't watch The Apprentice.
Oh, good. It's time to delve into the mailbag. It's always time to do something on this podcast.
It's always time. You know, it's either time or it's time, past, times, present, at all times. I can't read T.S. Eliot or remember him, but never mind. Go.
Okay. Dear Izzy and Simon.
Hello.
Among podcasts that I listen to, in addition to yours, is Stop Podcasting Yourself, a comedy podcast by Canadian comics Dave Shumka and Graham Clark. If you haven't heard it, I highly recommend you check it out. In the most recent episode, while doing some free associations and callbacks, Graham referred to Penis Mortgage. You know, that guy who's taking over from Larry King on CNN.
Nice.
I thought perhaps you could appropriate this nickname for when you need to refer to him so that you don't have to always bleep out c**t. And then he says Pepper, and that's from Abe.
I think Pepper is a lot shorter name for him.
I think Penis Mortgage doesn't do him justice.
No.
It does just make him sound like a whore.
A Penis Mortgage?
Yeah.
That's basically marriage, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. Do you have to mortgage your penis when you get married?
I think you do, don't you?
Well, I'm never getting married.
That's true, but it's got nothing to do with
it. You're so mean.
Well, I've got a letter.
Yeah, is it a letter? An actual letter?
No, it's an email.
Right.
Stupid email. Dear Dunn and Lawrence, are you aware your website is caked in Google ads for supplements? I've overdosed on vitamin C and now have magic wee. Timothy.
Yeah, that's one of the side effects of being called Sunday Supplement. The Google ads pick up the word supplement and put up a load of dodgy adverts for made-up pills.
Yeah, but do click on them. That would be good.
The trouble is we're not allowed to encourage them to click on them.
Why?
That's part of a deal we signed with Google. But, just as a matter of interest, by clicking those dodgy adverts, it means that that money then goes towards paying for our server space. But don't click them. We're not allowed to tell you to click them.
Yeah, so really don't click on those adverts, because it'll basically mean we'll be able to continue the podcast, and we all know that that won't happen. But anyway, I wanted to mention it also. I had a tweet from Giles Thomas. Because you know we were talking about how good a master I would be in Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Giles mentioned that you should be the new K-9.
Oh yeah, I should be the comic robot dog, should I?
To be fair though, I think K-9, he's a bit too cool for you.
Yeah.
He's got a bit too many powers going on.
Yeah, I'd be pretty good as K-9.
I think you should be David Tennant's sneakers.
Piss you! If you want to write to us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. And do not, under any circumstances, click the links to the woo.
And when you click them, don't.
It's time for the randomizer, Skyzer, which I don't know why I said it in Welsh.
I don't know. Or you didn't really say it in Welsh at all. You just rolled your R and then said Skyzer weirdly. But then I don't know how you meant to say Skyzer.
Exactly. One of my favourite games is singing Killer Queen with a really deep Welsh accent. But I'm not going to do it now because I'll just embarrass myself. But the bit where you say caviar and cigarettes is hilarious. Try it, readers. Try it. Not now. There's more important things to do. You need to decide whether you want Stella, or Seven, or the sports section, or home section.
I want caviar and cigarettes.
Caviar and cigarettes.
Well versed in etiquette.
Extraordinarily nice.
Anyway, yes, I would like very much Stella.
No, you wouldn't. No, okay, between page 1 and 98. Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. I will go for 88.
88. This is the 100 most powerful women in Britain episode.
Ooh,
no.
Episode. Edition. Supplement issue edition.
And they've got a whole section in it about powerful women and what they wear to work.
Is one of them my mum?
No.
Because she wears nothing to work. Ooh, like
true?
Your mum. No. I'm suggesting that my mum was a whore. No, she's not. She wears, usually, what my mum wears to work, is some sort of shirt or jumper with a brooch on.
Is this going anywhere? Or are you just going to list classic?
She usually either wears a long black skirt or a long grey skirt, boots, or some trousers. And she also wears a coat.
That reminds me of the thing in the back, How the Other Half Lives. There's a woman talking about packing for a holiday to Kenya. And she says, I try to apply logic to the packing. Do I really need to bring 5 pairs of shoes, including some thigh-high boots? Brackets. Come to think of it, do they even allow thigh-high boots in Kenya? Anyway, page 88 is an advert for an oven that's got a door that opens and then slides back inside the oven underneath.
Oh, that's quite sexy. Underneath, so it goes through the floor like magic.
Yeah, it is, well, yeah, not through the floor, but through the bottom
of
the oven.
So it's got two doors?
No, you pull the door down as though you would normally on an oven, and then it slides back into the oven.
So you can heat the house. It makes suicide easier.
Yeah, you can put your head in much easier, yeah.
Oh, wow, that's really nice. They should provide a little bed.
So, yeah, the suicide oven, if you want it, is from Neff.
Neff!
What can I choose?
I've got critics, I've got travel, I've got the new review.
Let's go with
I've
the new review. Yeah.
Okay, new review with Johnny Vegas looking all cool on the front. And that goes only up to page 54. So 1 to 54, Simon, where are you going to be?
43.
Home of the Brave. This is an advert for Discovery History.
Okay.
Greatest stories of all time. Discovery History, you'll find breathtaking stories of courage that defy the odds.
Have you ever watched anything that's described as breathtaking and found yourself breathless?
Well, no. I mean, I've found myself breathless, but that's usually after I've been for a run. The two examples, though, is Hellman, 2009, and Swansea, 1940.
What happened in Swansea in 1940?
Royal Engineer Stuart Archer, with a single day's training, races to defuse a vast unexploded Luftwaffe bomb.
Cool.
And he doesn't know about the booby trap, and they put booby there, which...
Booby.
You know, booby.
We're turning into Beavis and Butthead. Just stop talking.
Booby.
Let's flop out the tuberous bushes humdonger. Do you see, I did a callback to... Yeah. Anyway, I've got possibly the only man in Britain who's worse than Penis Mortgage.
Oh, yeah? Who's that?
Nigel Farage.
Ooh.
The man who was rude in the European Parliament as the head of UKIP. It's an interview.
He is awful. He went on Have I Got News For You and was boring.
And awful and boring and awful. It's an interview with him which I just couldn't face reading. But there's a bit, you know, they have the extracts slightly bigger so you can just have a general idea of what's in the interview. And they're often out of context. But this one says, lap dancing clubs don't have the time these days. That's bad enough. Nigel Farage in a lap dancing club. Apparently he goes to them a lot.
Right.
But like it or not, they are a fact of life. Perfectly normal behaviour. Everybody does it. Have you ever been in a lap dancing club?
I haven't, no.
Nor have I.
There's a music night I occasionally go to, and there's a lap dancing club right by it. And so all the girls are outside, all dressed up in, like, woolly stuff, because they're having a fag.
Right.
They're very nice and sweet. And then they get a hard time from all of the other women who are going along without woolly stuff on, but dressed to go pull. And they give the girls who are getting paid to do that a hard time. And I just think, I don't understand women.
I've never been in a lap dancing club, but I did once give a tree ball to a rhinoceros. That's my spearmint rhino joke. What's your humdogger?
I've got, well, it's bloody annoying because it's basically the new review have put sport in there. They snuck sport in.
Bastards.
It's called Ping Pong Crazy.
So it's about ping pong. That's not really sport,
is it? Yeah, that's a fucking sport. Literally, it's three pages, right? One is just a stupid big picture of some people from the 50s play. I mean, to be fair, they got Jonathan Safran Foer, who's done a little poem, which isn't too bad.
That bothers me, that name, because I saw it this week in something, but I thought it was John Safran from the Music Jamboree and John Safran versus God. And it's not. And I like John Safran, but I don't know who that other man is.
Grant was best young American novelist in 2007.
Best
known from his 2002 novel, Everything is Illuminated.
He's not John Safran, though.
No. He's no John Safran. He is John Safran Foer. Anyway, the point of this is you've got two whole pages where they're talking about ping pong. They're talking about the difference between table tennis and ping pong, which is just annoying. And it's all about bloody foam versus rubber bats. And talking about the exception of Englishman Fred Perry, every world champion for the first 25 years of the game's history, came from that crumbling corner of Europe. I don't care. It's sport. It shouldn't be anywhere near me.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And
Izzy
I think
does. Izzy does.
Well, I think
I do.
I think it's a close run thing for once.
You were weak and bullied into buying that paper, so you didn't really want to buy it. Even you got better taste than to buy the Telegraph, right? Number one. Number two, mine has funniness, it has interesting facts, and it has the tuberous bush cricket.
Does it have a picture of Nigel Farage in an aeroplane crash?
No.
No, mine does. Ah.
That was your humdongus. So that's the worst thing about your papers. You're an idiot.
Yeah. All right. But the worst thing about my paper was conversely the best thing about it.
Which means it was an idiotic thing. It was a completely... Exactly. You can't see... Oh.
Do you want to formulate a sentence at any point?
I don't want to form a sentence, no, Simon, because like, the Telegraph's not even full of sentences. It's all like...
I've got Janet Street Porter in it.
Exactly. I think I've got Janet Street Porter in mine, actually.
Oh, have you?
Yes, I do. I think she's writing about Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay's face looks like a Scalextric track.
It looks a bit like a granny's knee.
Whose granny?
Your granny and my granny. All granny's knees.
All granny's knees?
Yes.
Right. That sounds like a place in Cornwall.
It does,
all
actually.
Granny's knees.
Earlier this week, I thought, Dudley Moor. It sounds like a place where Harry Enfield used to go kite flying.
So, the newspaper you should have bought last Sunday was...
Independent on Sunday! Izzy's paper, Izzy wins.
The Sunday Telegraph, Simon wins.
Independent on Sunday, Izzy wins.
Yeah, so if you want to buy a paper last Sunday, buy...
Izzy wins.
One of those papers.
Izzy's one, which is the Independent. Also, how much was yours?
Oh, £1.90, very expensive.
Oh, yeah, 10p more than mine, Izzy wins.
That makes it better. That makes it 10p better.
No, it doesn't. It makes it 10p wasted. If this was a computer game, I'd have extra credits to spend on other weapons.
What would you buy?
I would buy a bucket for my tuberous cricket. And I would point at my tuberous bush cricket and I would say...
Cricket.
I'd point at my tuberous bush cricket and I would say, Phil.
Please join us next week. We'll have more of the same old... bollocks.
Yay! Not the same old bollocks. We won't talk about tuberous bush crickets.
Well, we might.
We might. Oh, cool. See, if you're a cricket as well, you jump, don't you? They are like grasshoppers. They do have big backs. So you've got to be very careful while you're jumping with those dangling.
Are you suggesting that the bush crickets look like space hoppers?
I think they're probably endangered because everybody uses them as Christmas decorations.
If you want to get in touch with us, please do. It's sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group. You can leave a message on our website at sundaysupplement.com. Do not click the ads.
Every time you click an ad, a fairy dies.
Yeah.
Every time you click an ad, Jesus dies.
Yeah. Or you can leave us a review on iTunes as someone else. Twitter. Twitter's the other
thing. Yeah, there you go. You can follow Simon at @SiDone. @SiGhDone. Or you could follow me, and I'm lovely, at Izzy Lawrence. ISZI_LAWRENCE.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.